Unconditional love to a visiting dog. Unconditional love to a visiting dog. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I received an email this morning from Christine Myers, one of our dear beloved friends going back into the early years of my life when I was a child. Her parents were very dear friends of mine all of their life, and now their daughters are dear friends, and Christine is one of them. Well, Christine lives up in the Midwest. She lives up in the Colorado Mountains, and she lives in a very wonderful place where the lore of history and the lore of extraterrestrial bodies and beings and visitors all are quite common. But the other day, Christy was in her yard, and this great big golden retriever, he was an old fellow, he walked up to her and he said, "Pet me." And so she petted him. And the fellow was very nice. He had a collar and he seemed very happy. Well, she went in the house and he followed her in the house. And when he followed her into the house, he went down the hall and he found a blanket on the floor and he laid on it and cuddled up on it in absolute peace, in absolute relaxation. For an hour, he slept sound as could be. And then he got up and he went to the door and Christina let him out the door and he was gone. And the next day he came back and did the same thing. He did this for several days. Finally, Christina tacked a little note to his collar and said, "This is a wonderful guy. I know he has parents somewhere. He has family somewhere. And I just wanted to let you know he comes to my house every day and goes down the hall, lays on a blanket, and takes an hour nap. And when he's done, he gets up and he leaves. Now, I'm sure he has a lovely home because he's well fed and he's well taken care of. But I just want you to know where he is on his afternoons." Well, the next day, when the beautiful dog came back again, he had a note pinned to his collar. And the note said, "Yes, he does have a very lovely family. He does have a very lovely home. And we have two little daughters who are like 5 and 6 and so forth. And we have a very busy household, very busy." And apparently, he wanted to find a place to lay down and take a nap in quietness and peace. Thank you very much for sharing your house with our dog. Unconditional love is a wonderful thing to have. It's a wonderful thing to experience in our life. And we experience it because we are open and receptive to all that is good and beautiful. We experience it because we are living in that presence now. We experience it because we are beautiful people. Every day, you can be a beautiful person, too. You may not find this beautiful golden retriever standing in your yard and wanting to have attention, and then sleeping in your hall. You may not find something so lovely and so complete as that. But you find a great deal more than that. You find your family has a need for love. Your husband, your wife has a need for love. Your mother, your father have a need for love. You have a need for love. We all have a need for being appreciated, being petted like a golden retriever. And we all have the need for having a time where we can just cuddle up by ourselves and go to sleep and sleep in deep, wonderful peace where we know that we will not be disturbed. We'll be loved. We'll be appreciated. Where we can just sleep until we are done sleeping, if it's an hour or more. Now, the dog had no sensitivity that he was going to be disturbed or that he had to get up at any time, that he had to waken because he had responsibilities. He just took time for himself. And because he took time for himself, he rejuvenated himself and he got back his energy and he got back his ability to to handle the young people who were in his family. Many times we have feelings of unhappiness in our life, and if we could just take the time to go by ourselves and cuddle up and take a nap for an hour, and then get up and say, "Ah, I feel so relaxed, so peaceful, so good. I feel so wonderful." We'd find that our day and our life would be entirely different. Our world would be entirely different. We'd find that life truly is worth living. But the big thing about this dog, he slept without any regard for needing to wake up or needing to go to sleep or having a time limit or anything of that nature. Unfortunately, we have built into ourselves so many time constraints. And we feel that we should only take a nap for 2 or 3 minutes, or we shouldn't even take a nap because that's just for people who need a nap like little children. Well, little children, when they take a nap, they're gone for however long, and they wake up when they're done with their nap. When they're done with their nap, they're not going to continue sleeping. They want to get up and get fired up and going again. You and I are the same way. There's no time constraint on our sleeping. If we take a nap, good. 2 minutes, 5 minutes, half hour, whatever we take a nap. We take this nap, and when we're done with that nap, whether it be a minute or an hour, we wake up because we are done napping, and we are content, and we are fulfilled, and we are at peace, and we feel that we can accomplish and do anything we want to accomplish and do, and then we go out and do it. We feel that we can walk any pathway that we like to walk, and then we go and do it. We are content with ourselves. We are at peace with ourselves. This big golden retriever that was visiting Christina, she was a fantastic dog, I presume it was a she, and Christine just thought that dog was so wonderful, so gentle, so great. But this is how Christine's heart is. Her heart is open to all creatures, large and small, all men, women, children, everywhere. She treats them all with respect and love and honor, and every one of them is a respectful, loving, and honorable being in her life. Every one of them is a magnificent expression of unconditional love in her life, because that's what she is. So as we train ourselves to be unconditionally loving, as we train ourselves to be respectful, as we train ourselves to take that moment and just take that nap with unconditional love, not feeling we have to do it in so many minutes, not feeling that we have other responsibilities, because all our responsibilities can wait for the time of our nap. It doesn't matter. And when we get up from our nap, we feel just so invigorated, so fantastic, so wonderful, so glorious. We can do anything at all, and we are happy in doing it. But this is what makes our world go round. This is what makes our life exceptionally wonderful. This is what makes everything wonderful for us. We don't have to live over in Durango. We don't have to live over in the Indian country. We don't have to live in the Colorado Mountains. We don't have to live in all of the mountains and the deserts and the valleys or the city. Because when a big dog comes along and wants to take a nap in your hall, say, you are so blessed, because he brings with him his peace, his love, his joy, his contentment. And when he arises, he leaves that contentment behind, but he takes a new contentment with him, the contentment of your house being unconditional love and peace, your house being the allness and goodness that it is now. What a wonderful way to do it. I know Christine's going to live that experience forever in her life. For the picture she sent of us, to us, of that beautiful golden retriever with his head down, snuggled up on her porch, on her hallway, on the blanket, will be in our memory forever too. And what a wonderful blessing to give to the world. Thanks, Christine. You're a super lady, a super, super lady. I'm so happy I have you in my world. I love you. I love you. I love you. And by the way, my beloved friends, I love you. I love you. I love you.